We're going to share again, glory to God, amen, on the, I want to talk tonight on the, again, on the mystery, which is the secret. Paul wrote much about it, and he said it was revealed to us in this dispensation, the mystery. And the mystery is Christ in us. In the Old Testament, under the Old Covenant, Christ was not living inside of the people that was on planet Earth. I'll say this is by way of reiterating. Under that dispensation, the priest, king, and prophet were the only three offices that the Spirit of God came on those three offices that men, women operating in those offices. But under the new covenant, every born-again believer had the Spirit of God in them because we have the life of God. Amen. And so what God wants you to get a revelation of what he did, he put himself, he gave you his life. And so whatever, by following his Spirit, feeding on his word, taking his instruction, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight further, there's nothing can stop you from being successful in life, whatever you set out to do, being led by the Spirit of God. But he wanted us to know when he did this that we had an adversary, an enemy, an opponent, who opposed us. And that's why he said, and you find in 1 Timothy chapter 6, and I believe verse 12, he said, fight the good fight of faith. So if it wasn't a fight, he would never say it. And you just have to know what fight to be in, you know. You hear all kinds of things. Growing up, I heard about fighting the devil. You got to know how to fight the devil and what you're fighting with. Amen. You don't fight him on his turn. And what I mean by that, you don't fight the devil trying to overcome him, because he's already been whipped. He's already been defeated. But you fight what he's after, because he's always constantly coming at you with doubt, unbelief, pressure, circumstances, sickness and disease, all those things, poverty, and just like this coronavirus going on. They ain't nothing but that's the devil. And he's trying to get you off your faith and get you in the natural, or in the unbelief and doubt and all that kind of stuff. All right, here we go. Mystery. What is a mystery? It's a secret, right? Well, what God did, and the scripture says, he unfolded, and revealed this mystery in this dispensation. It includes a lot of things. And I want to look at some of them. We've been over some, and you should already know. One of the secret was that you could tell the way the Israelites respond after the resurrection of Christ. God had to appear to some, and they had to be taught, because they didn't think that the Gentile, which were the heathen world, Gentile people, they didn't think they had no part with the kingdom of God, with God. Because you can tell by the question they asked Jesus in Acts chapter 1, When will you restore the kingdom again to Israel? Remember that statement? Because they thought Jesus coming was to come and put Israel back on top as a nation, but that was not his purpose in coming. He has a place for Israel, but that was not. He came so all people, I don't care whether you half, whole, mixed, whatever. So no matter what, Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ, that was not popular. They were mixed people. They were not purebred Jews, Hebrew people. They were mixed. Then you had the Gentile world. And we read that in Ephesians, and I'm not going to go over that again, but it's in the third chapter. Paul said, I was given the task to share this mystery that everybody will know their part. But I want to take it a little further tonight because you have a treasure in you. And you need to know how to get that treasure in your possession to use it for it to benefit you in the way God intended for it to benefit you. Amen. I want to pause here. And you have to do something. And it just need to be clear. Most of you know that one of our favorite people, Miss Shirley Stark, she have departed this life and she with the Lord. And she fought a good fight. We fought the fight. And I'll be the first to tell you, I don't know everything. But one thing for sure, I know the word never changed. So don't be moved by that. We just know this for sure. When you depart from this life, where you leave it, 25, 35, 55, 75, 85, 105, if you're born again, you're with the Lord. And the Bible says you're far better. That's what Paul said, it's far better. It's far better. And so we want to encourage and comfort the family and comfort those because it touches all of us. Amen. But we want to keep the family lifted up, and we want to keep everybody lifted up, and we're not going to back off. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to keep right on moving because this gospel works. God is still a healer. God's still a savior. He's still filled with the Holy Spirit. He still blessed and prospered people. He still worked miracles. He hadn't changed. Amen? Amen. So I need to say that so you just know how to stay in agreement. We're not going to give up, stop praying. We've been praying, three times a day? If anything, we're going to tone it up. We're not toning down on anything. Amen. Amen. And scripture said anyway, it's appointed unto man once to die and after that the judgment. Every one of us sitting up in here, whether you're sitting there, I'm standing, and all the rest of you sitting. If we keep living, if Jesus don't return, everyone's going to die. What I mean by die, we're going to come out of this physical body. And it's going to fall over, lay down, and it's not going to get up. Every one of you. Amen.